My name is Will Keeps. And today is something special. I'm okay. Today is something special. I did a video called Dropping, and it's about what's going on in our city. Not just our city, in a lot of other cities. Of all the killing that's going on, all the lost lives that's happening when it comes down to innocent people. And I want it to stop. And I know we all want it to stop. And in order for it to stop, we got to do it together. So today I want to say thank you to the Governor Kim Reynolds, Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg, the Mayor, Chief Police, Sheriff Department, everybody that was involved, Matt Smith, the Chief of Des Moines Public Schools, everybody was involved in this video. I just can't believe, see they even love it too. I can't believe that this is happening, and I want to introduce the video to you guys, and here we go, Dropping.
Yo, what's up, Facebook Live? How y'all doing today? You know, it's your boy. You know, we out here on the streets today.
Trust them and I can understand the pressure. Let's compromise, let's handle this because this is getting no better. down street justice. Knowing y'all not the only one. More blocks with hella guns. Come around with that noise, son. Scream again, you know the show you done.
Oh my God, why? Why we keep putting fear in our backyard? Oh yeah. See, we want better for ourselves. Can't get no better, it's none of us left.
Some gotta give, yeah. Wanna walk the streets and say, yeah.
I still let me out, yeah.
For leniency. The police tell us that the other suspect is still on the run. For any information that you can provide for their investigation, please call Crime Stoppers at 223-1400.
Hey, hello? Hey, one of them got away, man. Yeah, meet me on the street on 9th. On 9th, man, you know where I'm at. Either. Not open.
I want to introduce you guys to someone who stepped outside the box, and I'm so grateful that she did this. She didn't have to, but she did. And I don't care if she's a Republican. I love her for who she is. You guys, Governor Kim Reynolds.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Well, I don't know about you, but my heart is racing, and the emotions that I'm feeling inside of me right now, I participated in that video, but I hadn't seen it until today. It's moving, it's factual, and it's what we're facing, and it's what we have to do as a community. This is not political. This is not partisan. This is about Iowans stepping up, coming together, and doing the right thing for our young people and for our state. It is about providing hope for young people in our cities and providing opportunities and for helping them to see that there is a better life, that if we collectively work together, we can make a difference and we can make that hope a reality. I sat down with Will a couple months ago? I'd never met him before. Well, yeah, I met you one other time. He said, I want to just sit down with you, and I want to tell you my story, and I want to tell you what I'm working on. And I want you to join me and Chief Wingert and all of the great people across this community in this state that are working to make a difference. And I sat down, and I listened to his story, and I saw the passion, and I saw the tears, and I saw the commitment that this man had to make a difference. And I said, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Of course I want to be a part of this. Of course I want to help you do whatever we can to make a difference for these young people so that they can have a great quality of life and they can have a career and they can have the dignity to live the dream that I believe exists within this state. So I had prepared remarks. I'm here to say thank you. Thank you to Will. Thank you to all the people that are gathered here. Thank you for being a collaborator, for bringing people together, for telling the honest truth about what's going on. Our numbers, they're going in the wrong direction. And collectively, we can say enough is enough. And in our communities, we have a responsibility, like that young girl did, to step up and let them know. Your voice to say no and to report what's going on will help us take those numbers in a different direction. And it will help these young people in Iowa experience the Iowa dream and what I believe is available for each and every one of them. So I'm here to say, please join us. Please help Will, Chief Wingert, all of our law enforcement at the state level, at the local level, and our community leaders, our pastors that are making a difference. They're opening their churches and their homes to these young people. So I'm just saying, get involved, be a part of this, and by gosh, I'm telling you, we will make a difference. God bless you. And now I want to turn it over to Lieutenant Governor, and he's got some few words to say, too.
Well, thank you, Governor, and good morning. I'm really proud to be here with Governor Reynolds and Will Keeps. Well, your work just keeps getting better and better every time I see it, and today, with this video release, it's no exception. I especially appreciate the fact that, at its heart, this is a positive message designed to give hope for a better future for our youth. And, you know, to truly address violent crime in our community, we must somehow change hearts and change minds. People with hate or ill intent in their heart are probably going to find a way to do that. And so we've got to make sure that we address what's in their heart. And this is the way to do it. So I think the challenge for us all is to create a sense of community and of hope and of opportunity and of justice so that our young people in this community don't even see violent crime or drugs or gangs as even an option for them. So what I really appreciate about Will is that he's willing to step up to that challenge every day. And today's release is just another step in that journey. So thank you, Will, for all that you do in the community, and thanks for allowing us to be here today. And now I'd like to turn it over to Chief Wingert. I got to know him during my time as state public defender, and I came to know him as a man of extremely high integrity. And perhaps most importantly, he's a gentleman who has been a calming presence in some of the most tragic circumstances imaginable in a community. So it's my pleasure to turn it over to the Chief of Des Moines Police, Dana Wingert. Thank you.
Good morning, and thank you all for coming out. This is an important message with this video. Because what happens with this violence in our community, I get to watch men and women do amazing things every day. Many of them are represented here today in our law enforcement family. And sometimes they have to do it the hard way. But that's not the Des Moines way. That's not the Iowa way. We can do this together by communities and citizens stepping up and working collectively with their police department. We can make this the greatest place in the country, which I think it is already. When you look at how this video came together, you know, obviously we've been involved with Will Keeps in the past with some other projects. And there are people in this community that talk about doing things, and there are people in this community that actually do things. And Will is a doer. And when you bring in Governor Reynolds, Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg, Mayor County, and the law enforcement family and create a project like this, I think that message just expounds itself throughout the community. Central Iowa and Des Moines is a great place to live, a great place to work, a great place to raise a family. By using the talents of the people around us, the talents like a Will Keeps, we can get that message out. Thank you all again, and we look forward to additional projects with the governor and Mr. Keeps. With that, I'd like to turn the microphone over to another individual in our community who is out there doing it every single day, somebody that we love and appreciate and work very closely with at the police department, Pastor Andre Brooks.
To Governor, Lieutenant Governor, Chief of Police, Will, my brother.
Bless you, man.
I have to look at what the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, to look at this is awesome in itself. New faces, new places, stronger. We can make a change. But I went to my word, and Ezekiel 20-30 said, in the Message Bible, said, I look for someone to stand up for me against all this, to repair the defense of the city, to take a stand for me and stand in the gap to protect this land so I wouldn't have to destroy it. When I look in the council and the power of what's going on, is God is causing for us to be gap standers, people to stand in the gap, to take your place, to stand up, to have a voice, to see transformation and change. What is the gap? It's God's appointed place. You can't stand in a place that God has not appointed you to if you expect to see change. It's past time for change, but we need to be the change in this time we want to see. Can't talk about it no more. We have to be about it. Our walk must be the legs of our talk. We have had implementation and conversation with little to no demonstration or manifestation. Now there are new faces and stronger voices, gap standers at the table. That coupled with the love and the power of God can make the change in this city able. As we flow in the power of unity with much love and compassion, lives will be saved and changed. One person, one house, one neighborhood, one community, one school, one city. As we see this as one, we'll get the job done. Not just for us, but for the next generation. That kills the ills of division and prejudice and hatred and separation. That we, through the power of love, can be one nation. We are the blueprint. We are the blueprint. We are the model of gap standers that will make this work. God, look no further. Here we are, the gap standers. So let your walk be your talk, and you will be and see the change in this city. One love. Again, let's honor one another and walk in oneness together. I back Will, Will backs me, and we'll see transformation and change in this city. Bless you.
Y'all see how I look? I got a do-rag on. Gold chain. Jersey. I wear hoodies all the time. And I got this done. The right way. No violence. No blaming. I just did it. And if I gotta be the face to show everybody else that you can do it this way too, then so be it. I'm done with us being divided. I'm done with our streets creating their own laws. I'm done with innocent kids, innocent anybody getting killed. I'm done with people getting killed, period. I'm done with the gangs, even though I know that they will never stop being gangs. They will never stop being drugs out here. But part of my job is to make sure that when these kids have that choice to choose from home and to choose from street, that they choose home. When they choose from school to choose from street, they choose school. When they choose to go to college or have a great job, before the streets, they choose the great job. I want to make sure that positives look just as beautiful as they think that negative look. And the only way that we can make positive look that beautiful is as we do it together. That when you see somebody like me come up here and make things happen, you support it like it's no tomorrow. I'm not the only one out here that's doing this work. It's a lot of us out here doing this work. And it's a lot of us that's struggling doing this work because, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to be straight up, because they don't have the funds to keep it going. When I came in like a rebel, y'all. I said, "What? Terry Harris got killed. It was friends of my family. They came to me and they said, Dad, stop doing them other songs. Do something about the city. And I did something about the city, and it changed my whole way of thinking. It's like, yo, I have a voice. That I can make things happen through my voice. This video was done so unbelievably by Mike Keeler, Chris Wallace, Southside Studios. Mike, what's the other name? Huh? Red Noise 6. I just want to make sure I get everybody. We spent a lot of time on this video to get it right. Amari did a great job. I was so proud of her. She stood in front of a whole bunch of people and said, "I'm not a snitch. I want justice. I seen who did it. I seen it all." And she had a whole bunch of people behind her to back her. We can't do it by ourselves. And it's just not about the streets either. It's about all of us getting together and understanding what's going on in the black community, what's going on in the white community, what's going on in the Latino community, what's going on with everybody. We need to understand each other for us to walk together. This is just the beginning. I'm going to be working with Adam Gregg on another video that's coming out with 5 kids. I call them my dream team. I got another video with the fire department. We're going to do some action work with the fire department. I'm excited about that. That we got that is just not videos, y'all. We're bringing the whole city involved in this. We're all involved in this. We need more cities, more states to all come together and learn what's going on with each other, to be involved in things just like this. I'm ready to move and move strong and move in numbers. And I ain't got no fear. Come at me if you want to. I want the haters to talk because I want you to expose yourself. So people can really see who's not trying to move. You ain't hurting me. All you're doing is making me stronger. I want to thank you guys now. Anybody got Q&A? I got to calm down, y'all. I get too. Because I can go forever.
That passion thing I'm talking about.
I can go forever. But if anybody got any questions, we all are open for questions. Don't be shy.
I'm sorry, I'm back behind you.
Okay.
Was there one incident that you said, okay, this is the moment I have to do something? Can you describe the moment?
Can you come here and tell everybody?
Compilation.
Oh, she said, was there one moment that wanted me to really do everything that I'm doing?
Do
this video. It was actually all moments. But I'm going to tell you this. When I heard, even though the video was already done, but when I heard that those guys shot in front of that school, in front of them kids, I was like, y'all have lost y'all mind. and when them kids shot in the church, shot in front of the church, and one of them died in front of the church. Y'all lost y'all mind. So when, I'm going to tell you the truth. It's not just about the killing that's going on in Des Moines. It's the killing that's going on all over when it comes down to this violence. It needs to stop everywhere. It needs to be shut down everywhere. So, yeah, I'm so glad this video is done. I'm so glad that everybody loved the video. I'm so glad it gave out it gave out so many different messages in this video. I didn't realize it gave out that many messages until I saw it. I was like, oh, my God, there's a message. There's a message. There's a message. And I hope everybody get every message. I want to say thank you again to everybody that was a part. Go ahead. Well, right now, I have a marketing team, a strategic element. They're going to help get it out. I'm sure the governor is going to help get it out. I'm sure the police is going to help get out. Chief Dana Winger is going to help get it out. I'm sure everybody out here is going to help get it out. It got to get out. But see, it's already been planned already. When I start this 2 years ago, like I said, came in like a rebel. And God been putting pieces and pieces. And even through some of the bad journeys that I've been through, it's been great journeys to me because I learned a lot from them. So all these pieces been put together for me to even meet Adam Gregg before he was lieutenant governor, for us to be talking on the phone. When I found out he was lieutenant governor, I screamed. I'm like, I can't believe it. Like, why you didn't tell me?
I think I still have that voice.
You got it? So it's God's plan. He's working. They told me about this word called favor, and I really didn't know about what favor meant. And God been putting favor on me like it's no tomorrow. God been moving within me like it's no tomorrow. I always say thank you, God, and God say thank you too. He said it's not just me, Will, it's us. And we got to understand that it's not just me and God, it's us and God. So believe me, it's going to get out. He's going to do it. Anybody else?
You had that little girl come forward and say, I'm not a snitch. And she coming forward was great. We have some right now with no one coming forward that may have information on the police. What would you say to those people?
I'll say this. Be done with seeing our young people dying. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this loud and clear. If I got to die doing this, then so be it. At least I know I die fighting and not on my couch. I don't want to sit on my couch and see other people die and I do nothing. I can't do that. We got to at one point stop being afraid, and we got to do it together. The community has to come together. I believe everybody's community, the police community, the government's community, the streets community, everybody is community. I understand the fear. Don't get me wrong, because I'm from the streets. I understand the fear. But why do we keep letting them put fear in us for? Why? We got to now put fear in them and say that y'all got numbers. Y'all might have 5 or 10. Man, we got 2 million. We deep up in here. That's the only way it's going to work, by becoming deep. Put fear in them instead of them put fear in us. Let me tell you something. I just talked to the governor. We're going to have a bunch of meetings. We're going to have a bunch of meetings. She's just not the governor to me. She's my friend now. You want to talk?
Well, no. You stay here. Yeah. He's meeting with kids all the time. I mean, I was back here saying, right. You're doing it.
Right.
He's not just talking about it. He's doing it. He is a survivor. He's a real-life role model to these young people about how you can succeed and you can turn things around. And I said, so we all should be a part of that. We all should go in there and sit down with him and these young kids, and then we need to figure out how to just take that across this community and across the state. Mm-hmm. So thank you for leading.
It's about to go down. I'm dead serious, though. It's about to go down. I got so many, you know, people say, Will, what are you doing this because you want to be a celebrity? Well, you know what? I wouldn't mind being a celebrity. You know why? Because if I can do this without being a celebrity, imagine what I can do if I was. I got like hundreds of kids messaging me all the time, wanting me to help them all the time. So imagine if I did have that status. Man, I'm all in. I can help out so many different kids. So many different parents. I got parents coming to me saying, yo, you ain't just helping my kid, you helping me. I got people that talk about the governor. Like, why you think she did this? What's the reason why you think she did this? You think she's doing it for votes? She did it because she wanted to do it. And you know what? If she did get votes because of it, so be it. Because she deserved it. Because she stepped outside the box. So I want her to keep the power. We need the people that's the right people to keep the power. That's going to step outside the box and do what they got to do. So please talk to me about anybody that's in my camp. I'm going to shut you down in a heartbeat. I'm going to shut you down. And I ain't afraid of it. Care who you are. Paul, you be having a lot to say. You got something to say? I like messing with Paul. Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, and I'm going to keep it moving. Oh, okay. So I, when I was growing up, I always wanted to be the person who saved the world, like the one, like Luke Skywalker. My favorite superhero was Spider-Man, though, but I always wanted to be Luke Skywalker. Because it was that one person who did a lot of things to save the world. So what I want to do is now build a curriculum where I want to show the kids, ask the kids who their favorite superhero hero is. And this one kid told me that his favorite superhero was Superman. And I said, so what were some of the things that you love about Superman? And he was like, I love his strength and his laser eyes. I said, so what can you use with your laser eyes, with your eyes for that power? To use in this world to help people or to do whatever, you know what I'm saying, with your eyes. He said, well, I can tell you one thing. He says, these kids was messing with me, and they was messing with me so bad, I turned around and gave them this stare, and they stopped messing with me. I said, there go your powers. You just gave them the laser eyes right there. So I just want to let people know that they have that inner superhero. They got that superhero in them. We all got powers. We just got to figure out what our powers is and use it. And let people help you learn how to use your powers. And we can all bring that out. And I did this in front of a bunch of kids, and they was on it. They was on it. So that's a curriculum that we are working on. And so it's unbelievable. Thank you so much. Did y'all like that? I think it's a good idea. Okay. Thank you so much for coming out. The video is on YouTube right now. You can go to my website, willkeeps.com, and watch it also. I love that you guys came out, and I love that you guys are supporting. We got a lot of work to do. And it's going to take some time, man, but we're here. We're going to get it done. And I got y'all back like it's no tomorrow. I got everybody's back. Everybody's back. So let's do it, all right? And thank you guys. Thank everybody so much for coming out.